Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way where you wait 2 weeks for a technician to do a messy installation, and it costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. It's a two-time award winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety. You got comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry motion glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's even there. What's truly remarkable is you can set up all by yourself. It just takes 3 minutes, maybe an hour tops. There's absolutely no trips to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. That's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today, and you'll get a free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Free shipping, 60-day risk-free trial. Go to simplisafe.com/team now. All right, guys, welcome into another Pit Panther Rants, other sports fans podcast. Vlad Harris here. And I'm just in a, currently right now I'm in a group text with all my friends from back in Pittsburgh. And a lot of concerns about a lot of things. Well, I mean, for one thing, the beer distributors closing is what they're worried about. Basically, I think they're worried about beer in general, not being able to purchase it. Whereas I live in Texas, and the governor's allowing restaurants to serve, you know, to deliver alcohol. Excuse me. I'm just popping this out real quick. Because sometimes when you're trying to podcast using an OtterBox, there it is. It muffles the, it can muffle up the sound sometimes. But yeah, in Texas we have, you know, we're allowed to, you know, there's food delivery. I mean, well, everybody has food delivery now these days. I mean, restaurants have it, or if not, you go to, I mean, they probably have something set up with DoorDash, Grubhub, or Uber Eats, or anything else out there. I remember in Pittsburgh they had, what was it? When I was living in Pittsburgh, they had Wheel Deliver. And I'm not sure if that's still in business. I'd have to Google later and to check it out. I'm sure somebody listening to this will tell me if it's they're in business. But there was Wheel Deliver. And I think they were based in the South Side, where their headquarters were, or where they were at least set up. And they would do food deliveries in the South Side and Oakland. In downtown, I think, is where their thing was. So, in reality, they were pretty much ahead of their time. Because I'm not sure a lot of people were really doing that food delivery thing at that point. Because, I mean, years and years ago, I mean, maybe 15 years ago, maybe, we didn't have, like, a lot of restaurants weren't doing food delivery. So, you had to, you know, order it and go pick it up. And sometimes, you know, it was a pain in the ass. Whereas if you had that Wheel Deliver, you're not worried about it so much. You know, they would go pick it up for you. Whatever, you know, any food that you wanted, they would pick it up. You know, but for me, when I lived in Oakland, it wasn't that big of a deal because, well, when I worked in Oakland, I would go to the, you know, there, I mean, there was the children's cafeteria. There was the UPMC Presby cafeteria that was really good. And I could walk into the Pete's because the Pete had a food court during the I think it was open mostly during school, I think, the school year. You know, it may have been open during the summer as well, but I mean, there was a Burger King there and a whole bunch of other stuff. I mean, I think there was a sandwich place, an Italian food place. That's all I can remember from going to the Pete's. I mean, a lot of times I would go to the Pete's just to, you know, eat there, and sometimes you'd see some pit players running, you know, walking through. I mean, with Oakland, it was never a big deal because you had that, and plus, you know, the cafeterias, and then you can go out to Fifth Avenue or Forbes, and there was always something there. Excuse me. So if I wanted Chipotle, Uncle Sam's, Joe Mama, Five Guys, Wendy's, you name it. And of course, some of the food courts in the pit buildings, I mean, there was Taco. I mean, if you want a Taco Bell, there was a Taco Bell. I remember just going for my walk and discovering all that later, you know, later as I worked there. When Children's moved to, at least started to move to Bloomfield, or Lawrenceville, as they call it, food choices became extremely limited. I mean, there was a pizza place that's still there, and it's really good. But there was a whole bunch of little pop-up spots that came about during that time, and it was mostly soup and sandwich places. And I remember a lot of them went out of business when the new hospital was done, because most of their clientele were construction workers. And once those guys were gone, that was it. I mean, you know, business was gone after that. Excuse me, I'm just heading up the freeway. And I remember one guy, he opened up his place, and he was all excited about, you know, the new hospital coming in. And he, I guess, the thing about him was he was a really nice guy. It's just that he knew his business was going to be doomed as time went on. I mean, he made some money in the meantime, I mean, but, you know, he was selling sandwiches, but it was all prepackaged. I mean, that, it came with the lettuce and tomato, but it was prepackaged. It looked like something you'd get at the airport, you know, on your flight. And of course, he had the soups, which were fine. I mean, you know, his hot dogs and, you know, kielbasa that he was serving was all Silver Star meats, and this stuff you can buy at a Giant Eagle. So yeah, I think his business suffered once the new hospital was built, and he closed down not too long after that. I don't think there's really any business in that building since then. But yeah, I'm not sure if anything else really came about there, but I know that there was talk that a lot, you know, people, you know, businesses were going to build up around there, and people would thrive. And I think at one point just never happened. Because, I mean, if I'm staying in a hospital with my kid, chances are I'm probably going to eat in the cafeteria. I'll see what food they got me. If the cafeteria is like good enough, they got a lot of good options, which some do now, I'll stay in there. But you got to have a reason for me to come out. You know, that, and plus, you know, down here in Texas, I mean, if I want, you know, if I want certain things, I mean, Texas Children's, they have a Chick-fil-A and Subway and stuff. I mean, I definitely have no reason to go leave that children's hospital here. Anyways, I hope you all are dealing with the coronavirus and all the stuff. I mean, I was supposed to be done with all this office travel like 2 days ago, but unfortunately, when you're the only person in the office, people tend to take advantage of it. And of course, some people had some stuff put off that required them at the office, and so they're asking me to do it. So the stuff I really wanted to do and get completed, it just never, didn't happen. And I was supposed to have a meeting yesterday. I was supposed to have one last meeting at this one hospital. And we had to reschedule it for today. And the reason for that is, well, they're starting to shut down a lot of these hospitals early, like certain departments, because if your procedure or whatnot isn't currently an emergency or life or death, they're gonna cancel your thing and your appointment and reschedule for a later date. Because right now, what they're trying to do at these hospitals is they're trying to restrict the foot traffic that's coming in and out. Which is good, but then it kills the hospital itself because that's where they make their money. You know, without any volume, they have no reason to bring people into work. So it affects people's jobs and whatnot. It sucks. In a lot of ways, in every way, in every angle, it sucks. And now people that work in food service, now you're seeing they're losing their jobs and it's nuts. I mean, the leasing office of where I stayed was they made an announcement they were going to release some stuff in terms of the coronavirus. And basically it was how to pay rent online is what they released. They were closing the amenities. They were telling people you could pay your rent online. And this is how you do it. The thing is everybody's been paying their rent online because they made us do it because they didn't want to take checks or money orders anymore. But then now, you know, there's other stuff that's going on as far as past due, you know. What I would like to have seen from my leasing office is, you know, what to do if people can't pay their rent, if they're not getting any money coming in. What are they going to do for them? That's what I'd love to have seen, but of course, that was in the email. Because if people can't work and can't make money, it's not their fault right now. You know, they didn't wake up, you know, one day to know that they wouldn't have work. They didn't. They had plans to wake up and go to work like the rest of us, and you know, make a difference in people's lives. Whether it's keeping our bellies full, pouring us drinks and whatnot. But there's just so much going on, and so we'll take a little break from this, and we'll go to some sports. Why don't we? Pitt basketball, some more people leaving the team. Trey McGowan's is transferring. And from what I gather, it looks like he wants to be a shooting guard. Well, not a shooting guard. He wants to be a point guard. I'm sorry. He's more of a shooting guard right now, but he wants to be a point guard somewhere. And, of course, he was a highly rated kid. He came here when nobody will want to come here. But he did. And he gave us some highlights. I mean, he gave us some really good times. And it sucks to see him go, but it is what it is. I mean, things happen, and he's going to go somewhere where I guess he's going to be able to do what he wants, and that school will let him because he's a great talent, and that's just what's going to happen. So obviously, Pitt's going to look a lot different next year. And I guess, you know, with him gone, it tells more of a story. But really, what, you know, a lot of people said the issue was, you know, was the last several weeks was with Trey. He was more the problem than anything. I don't know. So we lose Trey McGowan's and Ryan Murphy. Not cool. But wherever he goes, I wish him well. I mean, I have no ill will towards the kid. He came here, contributed, and just whatever reason, it's not going to work out. And like I said before, I mean, I tweeted an article about how, you know, Jeff Capel was having issues with dealing with egos and certain players. And that's what ultimately hurt him in Oklahoma. Well, for one thing, he had to rebuild after Blake Griffin, which is a hard thing to do. And Oklahoma lost their patience with him and pulled the plug on him early. But I mean, after Blake, I mean, he had a hard time dealing with these type of players. It's one thing to recruit them, but you got to also deal with them. I mean, we used to give Jamie Dixon flack because he didn't, you know. Because these type of players didn't want to come to Pitt because supposedly Jimmy wouldn't, pamper them or do whatever. Or, you know, basically kiss their ass. But obviously, Jeff Capel, you know, this one example may not have been able to, and, well, whatever. We move on to the next. And, of course, Trey McGowan moves on, and, you know, it's mutual. So there's no hard feelings, and not sure what happens next year for next year's Pitt team. We'll see. I mean, if they don't make the play, if they don't make the tournament, they don't make the tournament. Whatever. They haven't made a tournament in the last, you know, 3 seasons now. Who gives a rat's ass? Or is it 4? Wait a second. 200 Stallings. 200. Yeah, it's been 4 seasons now. So really, who gives a rat's ass if we don't make it or not? And given how this epidemic's going, or pandemic, whatever you call it, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, long story short, as far as things go, they're going to have to, I think they're still trying to wrap their heads around this whole pandemic, and, well, they're going to have to find some ways to control it. I mean, eliminating it, I don't think it's going away for a while, but they're going to have to find some way to control it. We'll see. As I talked before, DeAndre Hopkins got traded to Arizona, which pissed a lot of people off in Houston. And a lot of dirty laundry came out after all this. Well, for one thing, it started with Michael Irvin saying that he talked to DeAndre Hopkins, and him and Bill O'Brien didn't see eye to eye. And Bill O'Brien supposedly wasn't crazy about DeAndre Hopkins having multiple baby mothers, as well as worded. And, of course, later that day, Hopkins denied it. I guess he wasn't going to own what he said and just wanted to move on with his new team. My thing is this. You've already said it. If you have, own it. It's either that or he didn't say it. I'm thinking maybe what he did was he could have told Michael Irvin that Bill O'Brien's the type that would get mad if you had multiple, kids by multiple mothers. That's probably a good case scenario of what DeAndre Hopkins was trying to say. And probably Michael Irvin, knowing him, took it another way because that's how he is. And he reworded it to give himself some more clicks likes and whatnot, or relevancy, as you can say it. That's probably your best case scenario with this. But more came out. I mean, Jalen Strong, I guess, lashed out Bill O'Brien. But it's hard for me to take. It's hard for me to take Jalen Strong serious when his career flamed out. I mean, the guy pretty much flamed out of the league. It's hard to say that Bill O'Brien held him back when he went elsewhere and really didn't flourish a whole lot. I mean, it's like that with a lot of these guys coming out. They really didn't flourish. Haven't really flourished since leaving Bill O'Brien. So we're the Texans, and it's kind of hard to take them serious. That's the problem. But Bill O'Brien being the GM, I guess, is obviously very problematic because he basically gave away DeAndre Hopkins for nothing. He could have gotten a lot more from him. Stephon Diggs can carry the jockstrap of DeAndre Hopkins. And what was given up for Stephon Diggs, what the Bills did, was crazy. Although I don't think Stephon Diggs' situation got any better because, well, his quarterback is Josh Allen. And that's going to get old pretty quickly. If you thought Kirk Cousins was bad, well, he, deals with Josh Allen. That is, Josh Allen doesn't progress in year three. I don't know, folks. I mean, I'm saying all this, but I mean, not sure what happens later. We may have an NFL season where there's no one in the stands. Can you imagine that? Where it's isolated? I mean, can you imagine a Heinz Field with no fans and no tailgating? All those hotels not being filled up? God, the Roonies would have a heart attack. I think you all know that. I mean, can you imagine college, too, if they did this? I'm sure there'd be a lot of resistance to this as well, especially in college. A lot of those big programs who can't attend those games are going to probably go tailgate anyway or get pissed off. It's weird, guys. It's strange times we're living in right now. Scary times at that. But, there was a lot of other stuff bouncing around as far as free agency goes. Todd Gurley got released. You know, I guess he got hurt, and that's why teams don't want to, break the bank on running backs. That's why the Steelers didn't want to give Le'Veon Bell, his money. Although they gave a really good contract. I mean, if they would have just bumped up the guaranteed money a little bit, it would have been a really good deal. But this is why these teams don't want to sign running backs to big deals because they get hurt, and this is what happens. It's easier to pay a wide receiver, and there's a lot of talented young running backs as well. You can pay them a lot lesser by drafting one. I mean, it's become more of a passing league, and that's just that. So, teams aren't really going to, break the bank on a running back. And, Le'Veon Bell, he sat out a season and eventually got a contract. But, of course, his production really didn't match the contract for the most part. I mean, he went to a really crappy Jets team and really didn't have to do a whole lot of work because they were crappy enough. So, ultimately, he kind of, he actually kind of won this whole thing. I mean, yeah, he lost a lot of money in the process, but he gets paid millions of dollars to do barely anything now because, the Jets suck, and, he doesn't have to put up a lot of big numbers because they suck, and he's not going to be able to put up big numbers anyway. But other stuff that happened, I mean, you had... you had the Bill O'Brien stuff, and later that day, Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta was refusing to pay his workers. In fact, he was making them take PTO instead. if there was no work. So, I mean, Houston sports franchises have been playing pretty much a game of hold my beer for a while. Because you had the Astros scandal where you had the owners denying stuff with that press conference. And then you have Bill O'Brien doing Bill O'Brien things. And then, of course, now you got Tillman Fertitta doing this stuff. But yeah, Tillman's pretty much all about his money. His money is his time. He was pissed off over the lost profits over, shutting down the NBA season for right now. Because Tillman is a businessman, and his money is his time. And, you know, there was a lot of talk about when he traded Clint Capella from the Rockets. And the thing about Tillman is he's not going to spend a lot of money on a team that is going to get their asses kicked in the playoffs. He's just going to offload certain players and be done with it. So, I mean, I think Rockets fans are now getting to see who Tillman Fertitta actually is, because they thought he was going to be this guy with all this money who was going to be have a lot of balls. And no, he wants to make money. That's the purpose of owning a team, is making money. Or owning anything is making money. Right? Now it's raining to Houston right now. I'm in downtown. Actually, it's called Midtown. Or it's not, the heart of downtown. It's just on the just on the very outskirts of it. It's pouring down rain. In fact, I need to do my expense report for all my stuff, basically all my parking receipts and whatnot, because I've been paying parking for doing all this traveling. And I told my boss this. I said I'm going to expense all my parking and my mileage, because I really shouldn't have to be doing all this bullshit, but whatever. Anyways. Well, you guys have a great weekend. I know there's a lot of rumors going around about the nation wanting to shut down for, like, I guess it's like 2 days or something like that, or 24 hours where none of us go outside. We have that going on right now, and we have those rumors. Well, when you have people going to spring break and going to the beach and things like that, or going out for St. Patrick's Day, you're gonna have that stuff come down, which sucks, but that's it's life. I mean, I'm seeing about the stimulus package and things like that. I mean, I won't get too heavily into politics. I mean, they want to send everybody $1,000 check. I mean, that's basically, I'll put it to you this way. When I was unemployed, I was getting $958 every 2 weeks from the state of Texas. That was it. That's less than 50% of what I made. That was less than 50% when I cleared a paycheck. It was better than nothing what they were giving me. I mean, at least it was something. But at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough. I mean, I had a savings. And pretty much it was exhausted by, probably the third or fourth month, because when you have kids to feed, it's a big thing. It sucks. So for those that are unemployed now, it's, $1,000 is it's something, sure, but in the grand scheme of things, it's jack shit. I mean, we're, I mean, when you see like 1.5, you know, all that money getting pumped back into the stock market, you know, because it crashed or took a big loss, and people say, well, it's all the assets they had, they've and they've kept it stored on a rainy day, and well, to the average person who doesn't, you know all that, when they see that, it gives, you know, they don't know the whole, you know, look, you know, the whole thing of it. They're going to get pissed off. I mean, so I don't know, guys. I mean, the solutions and whatnot, I mean, you know, personally, I mean, I know a lot of people are upset because Bernie's losing the primaries, and Bernie will not win the general election against Trump, mainly because people run this whole stipulation that we're going to be a socialist. There's this fear of socialism. And not to mention, you know, everybody wants, you know, people are just electing Bernie because they want free shit. No, I think at the end of the day, what people want is they want, you know, they don't want to deal with the, you know, going to the drama of school loans and interest rates, healthcare, you know, getting those big doctor bills and things like that. Whereas in other countries, it's you know, things are a lot easier, supposedly. But of course, they pay a lot of taxes on those things. That's what people don't understand is, free isn't exactly free. There's some cost associated with it. But I think, you know, even if, say, you know, Bernie doesn't get elected, I mean, for some of you to listen to this podcast, if you're Bernie supporters, I wouldn't give up hope of what of the things that you want. I mean, just because if Biden gets selected, you shouldn't give up hope of the things that you want for, you know, for your country. I mean, if anything, we live in a great country. If anything, though, we can do better. I mean, we have great things now in this country, but that doesn't mean we can't do better. And that's really the whole point of all this. We can do better. And I'm sure, you know, and just because, you know, some person doesn't get elected, that doesn't mean the whole thing dies. You can, just as long as you keep that conversation going and not give up on it. And maybe when, you know, maybe if Biden wins the primary, wins the nomination, he will reach out and have those conversations. And maybe, you know, we find a solution to all this. And I think, you know, although this sucks what we're dealing with, maybe now this is the time to have this conversation. I mean, if I'm the president and if my election is going to ride on this, well, you're currently, you know, my election right now isn't going to be riding on blasting the media anymore. It's this. I mean, this right now is going to make or break my presidency, this whole thing. So if he bungles this, where it may affect his voter base, it's going to be bad all around for him. So I don't know. But let's not go too deeply into politics. Otherwise, I'm going off the rail. Anyways, guys, have a great weekend. Hell in a pit. Stay safe out there. Stay healthy as much as you can. I mean, for me, I've been hopping up on allergy meds because the pollen's out. And every time I sneeze, people give me weird looks. Oh, well, guys. Hell in a pit.